President Frank Costello Jr. said, and I quote, "The government has no right interjecting in price capping a market without first addressing the real."
This is Doug Gillard of Guided by Voices, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture of Austerlitz, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Greene County's Mountaintop Cares Coalition has announced it once again offering training to administer naloxone and Narcan, the saving drug used to reverse opioid overdoses. The medication is easily administered by a trained person. The training is virtual and takes approximately 2 hours. It will be held online from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Thursday, January 21st. All participants will be issued a Narcan kit upon completion of the training. To register, write naloxone at mountaintopcarescoalition.com, or you can call 518-487-1788. The coalition is a nonprofit organization that serves people with substance abuse disorders and issues.
I just need a chance to show my appreciation, 'cause you love me like no one else can. I dare not let this moment pass me by. When I think of you, from my soul this song cries. Father, you are worthy of my praise for the rest of my day. Yeah. I will worship, I will bless your holy name. You'll always have my praise. Praise to you, 'cause you picked up all my pieces and you made.
Come on, I said lift your voices all over this room. We'll do this forever. We'll do this forever. Come on, lift your voices all over this house. We love you, Jesus. And we bless your name. Come on, everybody. We honor your name. You're the King of every king tonight. You're the Lord of every Lord tonight. And we know people have come to bless you. We know people have come to honor you. We decree and declare that the glory of the Lord fills this room. It fills this room. Lift your voices all over this house.
Praise the Lord and good Sunday morning. Praise the Lord, all you bright siders, bright side listeners, and WGXC family. How y'all doing this morning? I hope you're doing well out there. Doing pretty good right here. And listen, I'm not here by myself. I have Brother Randall Martin with me, and can't do it without him. How you doing this morning, Brother Randall?
I am doing well. I'm doing well, blessed and favored.
Yes, thank God for the blessings and the favor. Somebody said, "Fave ain't fair." Amen. Fave ain't fair. For all you out there that's wondering how somebody gets so much favor and they a rascal, favor ain't fair. Amen. Well, I thank God Amen. For the favor that He's given us to be here on WGXC and to share every Sunday morning music for the mind, the body, and the soul. I'm Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and we are here to do what we do, and that is bring good music to you, music that speaks to the heart and the mind and the soul. And so we're going to do that and let it do what it do. Then I'll be back with you with some spiritual social commentary. But before I go and let the music flow, I just want to shout out to all of you who have been going through. Listen, God is with you. God is with you. Trust and believe. God is with you. And that's why you're here. Still here. Top side up. Don't fail. He won't fail. He won't stop. He'll be with you till the last drop. Amen. So, beloved, we have about 25 minutes or so of straight good music for the mind, the body, and the soul. And after that, I'm going to come back with my spiritual social commentary thoughts.
This is where I wanna be. Your presence here is everything, Jesus. Oh, you have always been enough.
Do is worship.
So speak. needed your love. I'll stay here in the presence of Jesus. Oh, you have always been
the Father right now. Everybody, just lift your voice and just sing it. Come on.
How great is our God? Say with me, how great is our God? How great is our God?
One more time. Just raise your hands as high as you can in this place, everybody.
Just lift your voice and say, how great is our God?
But you never
Beloved, you are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, here with There Is a Bright Side Somewhere. Listen, beloved, ain't never going to break your faith. Hold on to your faith. Can't nobody take it. Don't let nobody shake it. Ain't never going to break my faith. That was Miss Aretha Franklin and Miss Mary J. Blige with Never Going to Break My Faith. And I want you to say that too, because it's true. You hold on to your faith. Ain't nothing going to shake it. Ain't nothing going to break it. All right about that? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. All right. Well, we're back with more music for the mind, the heart, the body, the soul. It ministers to it all. And we're going to come back after that with my spiritual social commentary. Next up is Never Lost by C.C. Winans. He ain't never lost a case, y'all. He ain't never lost a case.
Miracles when you move, such an easy thing for you to do. Your hand is moving right now. You are still showing up at the tomb of every Lazarus. Your voice is calling me out, and right now I know you're able, and my God, come through again. You can do all things. You can do all things, but fail, 'cause you never.
You can't.
Yes, beloved. God can do all things. He can do anything but fail. And we know that to be true. There are so many people who have exhibited that in our historical framework. And that leads me to talking about the man whose birth we celebrate this weekend, actually born on January 15th in 1929. I'm talking about our iconic figure of history, civil rights, humane society justice, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. As the nation commemorates his life and legacy, the Martin Luther King Center has given this year the theme, the urgency of creating the beloved community. The urgency of creating the beloved community. And we're going to be celebrating that message, the urgency of creating the beloved community today at 6 p.m. On YouTube and Vimeo, courtesy of the great works and skills of our beloved friend and brother, Randall Martin. He's going to be helping out with that. And the Hudson Interfaith Council will be presenting that. And yours truly and our team will be coordinating that. So pray for us today, beloved. We are at work. Our hands are to the plow for the urgency of creating a beloved community. How can you be a part of it? You can go to MLK Hudson 2021, MLK Hudson 2021, and you can find out the information there. I believe that you'll be able to, at 6 o'clock, go there and click on the Eventbrite page. There'll be a link, and you can look at it directly by way of YouTube and or Vimeo. And also, if you want to register to get more information about things that we are doing, you can register and leave your contact information too, so we can stay connected with you. How about that? Sounds good to me? Sound good to you? Yes, beloved, because it is time. We have work to do. We have work to do. And you know, we are celebrating Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, we're celebrating him. We're commemorating his life and legacy as we observe as a holiday, honored day, his birth. This man, and he's become almost more legend and myth when we think about I Have a Dream, his I Have a Dream speech, and you know, his leadership in the civil rights movement of the 50s and the 1960s, mid-century, last century. But truly, his life was very difficult, and the struggle was serious. I mean, he was attacked by people verbally, physically. His home was bombed with his family asleep in their beds. I mean, you know, the FBI had targeted him, and in a memo, beloved, said they would do everything at their disposal to destroy him. There were people in his community and around the nation who considered him a pariah and wanted to see him gone. He wasn't as popular as he has become in death, as so many times it is the case for those who give their lives to advance the cause of a more perfect union and a more blessed and beloved community. So yes, I think it is meet and right that we commemorate his life and legacy, and it is a blessing, a privilege, and an honor to do that with the Hudson and vicinity community every year. We looked at all of the protests and the marches that have sprung up over time since the civil rights movement, women's marches, LGBTQ marches, labor marches and protests, anti-abortion, women's rights marches. I mean, the list goes on and on. And in all of those instances, even with the marches and protests of this last spring and summer that went on for months and months, it is a playbook out of the life and legacy of Martin Luther King to protest and to make our wants and wishes known, our rights and desires to have our rights fulfilled known through public protests and peaceful marches. Yes, we have seen, as in the 60s times when violence erupted, and Martin Luther King gave us leadership there too, when he said that the riots of the 60s were the voice of those who are not being heard. And so we call for calm, but we also do not demonize and vilify when people are trying to get their voices heard. We do know that there's the difference between insurrection, you know, and there's quite a difference going into the Capitol building with armed guns and setting pipe bombs and things like that. Quite a difference than what he was teaching us and telling us. So, yes, we give shout outs and claps and snaps to the Martin Luther King family, who have continued his legacy and continue to illuminate peaceful demonstration and protest to overcome injustice in our nation and indeed around the world. That's another thing about Reverend Dr. King, is that his impact was felt around the world in so many other countries where there are injustices and there is oppression. People have learned from his life and teachings and lessons. And even here at home, those who have immigrated to this country seeking a better situation have learned oftentimes some of his lessons. I've heard people tell me that they learned about him in their country and they came here and they employed some of his teachings, coming together for economic stability and economic advancement and learning how to use what we have in order to get the beloved community that we desire. So, yes, it's a great day. It's a great day. And there is a sense of urgency even today, even if it was 1950s and 60s, as if it were still the 90s and 50s and 60s. The urgency is still here, and even perhaps more so today, because we have come so far and still have so far to go. In looking at the life of Martin Luther King Jr., I am reminded of some scriptures that talk about great leaders. And certainly, posthumously, he has become recognized as a great leader, one of the greatest leaders of our time. And there's a scripture in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9. It says, "And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up." Let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. And beloved, I can tell you, when I read those words, it is so befitting to align those words with the message of Martin Luther King Jr. and the way he conducted his affairs and conducted the civil rights movement, that he just would not give up. He just would not give up. And so that informs, that scripture informs my quote, often used, is "don't quit in the dip, don't give up, because in due season, in the right time, you're going to reap if you do not give up." He said, "I may not get there with you, but I've been to the mountaintop, and we as a people are going to get there." Beloved, we're not there yet. We've come a long way, but we're not there yet. And there is a sense of urgency because the dream is under attack. The movements that have been made to get us there have been under attack, and even efforts to reverse. We know this. And so we are committed to not give up. We are committed to not faint. In Isaiah 41 and verse 10, it tells us even something more about good leadership. And that verse, it says, "Fear not, for I am with you." And that also reminds me of Martin Luther King and his leadership, that he was fearless. He was fearless, and he taught the people to be fearless. He encouraged the people to be fearless. And along with the other leaders of that time, too many names to mention in the time allotted to me right now, but they trained the people how to receive the blows from the police batons. They trained the people how to, you know, not return violence for violence. They taught the people to accept the insult, knowing that something greater was going to come out of it. And so that's what we find in great leaders. We find that even when the situation is hard, when it's difficult, that they are able to have courage and confidence in what they are doing, and that with God on their side, they're going to win. We're going to win. They don't put all their attention on what is being said about them or being said and done to them, but they put their attention on the mission of God given to them. And if your attention is fixed on Jesus, then it gets a little easier. You know, it gets a little easier not to give in to despair and not to be dismayed, right? Great leaders know what they're capable of doing. And he knew what he was capable of doing. And so he was able to continue against insurmountable odds. For so many of us, we would have cracked under the pressure, but he rose, and like a diamond in a grain of sand in a seashell, in an oyster shell, the pressure turns it into a diamond. He withstood the pressure and became a diamond for us. You know, that reminds me of the Lord Jesus Christ, right? He also came, and he came to lead us. He came to give us that hope and encouragement to tell us, fear not, I'm with you. Fear not, I'm with you. Don't grow weary in well-doing. Don't grow weary in working towards this beloved community we call the United States of America. Don't get weary in seeing the other person as your brother and your friend. Don't get weary in working against the racism of this nation and the injustices that have permeated our history, overturning those. Don't get weary. Don't get weary. Don't give up. There is an urgency for our generation and those that are behind us. There is an opportunity before us right now, right here, to move this forward, move the movement of creating a beloved community forward. And so we put our heads to the plow. We don't look back, but we look up, and we know that with the Son of God and the sun shining on us, oh, we're going to be all right. We're going to be all right. I'm committed and you're committed. And if you're committed and I'm committed, we can do this. We can do this. So stay woke, stay woke, stay on your post and continue to do good works. And God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, working together with God, working together with each other by the grace of God. Our labors are not going to be in vain. That's my spiritual social commentary for today. I hope it helps you. It helps me too. God bless you. We're going to come back with some more music for the mind, the body, and the soul. Then we're going to share a couple of announcements. Yes, so don't go nowhere. You stay right there. And we are here at WGXC. You're with me, Pastor Kim, telling you, hold on. Change is coming. This is Sounds of Blackness. And hold on. Change is coming.
Ooh, no. Can't let nothing stop us now. Going through some way, somehow. We are going to make it all through.
Bust it.
To me, he said, how can you smile when your world is
Yes, beloved. Hold on. You're going to make it. We're going to make it. We got work to do, but we can do it. Yes, we can. Because we got our hand in the hand of the man with the plan. Hold on. Change is coming. Yes, beloved. And you know what? It's going to get better. Oh, yes. I believe it. Do you? Why? Why is it going to get better? Well, let's listen to Hezekiah Walker, see what he has to say.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been.
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your soul, it will get better.
It's gotta get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
Cause
God is in control,
y'all. Hey. Thank you, Lord. Hey.
Find the grace
within your heart.
Within your heart.
Hold it close.
Hold it close.
Don't ever
depart. It gets cold in the night.
But you'll be alright.
God is going to make it better. And he ain't going to do it without you and me. So let's get to getting, all right? Let's get to getting. Talking about getting, we're going to be getting together tonight. I shared with you in the commentary moment that we are going to be doing what we do with the annual observance of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King birthday. So if you want to be in on that, you can go to MLK Hudson 2021 and link up with us. We got some good things planned for you tonight. And one of those good things is that Mr. Randall Martin is going to be receiving from the Hudson Interfaith Council the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Public Servant Award. He is so deserving. He's done so much in our community and continues to do that. And it is just great that this wonderful organization is going to celebrate and honor him today. We are giving out the MICA 6-8 award to one of our high school seniors graduating. And also we have musical presentations. We have video clips of the Reverend Dr. King. We have cameo appearances and live appearances of our community leaders sharing quotes that mean something to them from the words of Martin Luther King. We have a full itinerary plan to inspire your heart and your mind for this creating of a beloved community. So join us. Be there with us. I also want to acknowledge and congratulations, Brother Randall. Also want to acknowledge that today is the birthday of James Earl Jones, the 90th birthday, and he's one of our neighbors in upstate New York. So snaps and claps to him who has warmed so many hearts and minds with his acting experience and giftings and stage and screen, and just a dynamic person in so many iconic roles that he has played. So we're glad about that. I want to acknowledge all the January birthdays and say happy birthday to you. And our prayers are with all of you who have lost loved ones in recent days, COVID deaths and other deaths that have occurred. Our prayers and our thoughts are with you. So, beloved, be encouraged. Be encouraged. Remember, no matter how dark your day may be, no matter how gray and high and hanging the clouds in the sky, there is a bright side. The sun is still shining, still there. There is a bright side somewhere. Hold on. Hang in there. Don't quit in the dip. God loves you. I love you too. Praying for you till we speak again. God bless you and have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Let's begin now.
You know, today, I just woke up, and I
like
said,
this.
No, instead of waiting on a good day, waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen, I just said,
we're gonna have a good day, and all my homies gonna ride today,
that's right.
And all these mommies look fly today, and all we wanna do is get by today, hey, we're gonna have a good day.
Colors to my phone, orange.